One of those frustrating days here in Leeds. Only 39 overs of play possible due to the rain, so most of the action lost, but enough to be impressed by Ryan Sidebottom, Tim Bresnan and Ajmal Shehzad for Yorkshire. The latter wasn't quite on song today, but five wickets in that Hampshire first innings anyway, four of which came on the second day. His pace is exciting. The line is something which goes awry from time to time. Perhaps he's just trying a little bit too hard, but Hampshire all out for 232. First innings lead for Yorkshire of 123, and they closed at 62 for 3 as well. Gale and Bairstow at the crease. For Hampshire, Dominic Cork, aged 40 this season, still a treat to watch as well. He's fired up as ever, but an intelligent bowler. And weather permitting, and that's no promise, I'm afraid, for the final day, we still could get an exciting finish to this championship match. And of course, there are just 2 weeks left before that first test against Sri Lanka in Cardiff, and still neither Ian Bell or Jonathan Trott have got themselves a decent score, but a difficult surface at Birmingham has caused an awful lot of concern this week and last week, for that matter. The pitch panel meet this evening, that's Friday night. Details to come either during the evening or tomorrow over the weekend. Keep your eyes and ears open on the BBC website and also on the Twitter site as well, no doubt. There'll be a word coming through. But the Worcestershire target is 328. They closed 36 for 3. Vikram Solanki took a nasty blow during that match. We think he's going to be okay. That's the word coming through from Birmingham. But as I say, plenty to come from that match still, both on and off the pitch. There was an impressive fight back by Durham, who saved their game following on at home to Somerset, 489 for 6. Centuries for both Michael DiVenuto and the all-rounder Ben Stokes in that game as well. In Division 2, eventful week to say the least at Derbyshire. Luke Sutton, very clear that everything's okay, the team and the committee and everything all bonding together, and they came very close to actually pulling off a victory against Essex. They were just 21 runs short of the number they needed. Then, not for the first time in the day, the rain came and it took the players off. 202 for 6. Wes Durston was 90 not out in that drawn game. And despite the best efforts, and there have been some great efforts, a Gloucestershire captain, Will Gidman, a not-out century in the first innings, going well again in the second, but they're still heading towards defeat to inform Northants. Following on, 247 for 8, trails by 22 runs, with still a day to go there at Bristol. And of course, not forgetting the news from Fenners, where Cambridge University beat Surrey, including Kevin Peterson, who made 48 by 10 wickets. So plenty of celebrating, no doubt, going on in the university and the city of Cambridge. But that is it for today. Fingers crossed for better weather tomorrow for what little action we've got anyway. And one is a busy weekend elsewhere in other sports. We'll keep our fingers crossed for a bit of LV County Championship action tomorrow, Saturday. But for me, Kevin Howells here in Leeds, it's good night for now.